A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, to win the praise of others. They have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners, so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you may not appear to be fasting except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Having a curious mind, I always think about this time of the year, how good will my 40 days of Lent be? What will I learn? But more importantly, what will I give back to the Lord? When I was in Smithton, one of the grade school kids heard me make a remark about, while usually Lent is about prayer, almsgiving, and fasting, it's not always about giving up something. I said, there are times when you might want to incorporate something extra into the 40 days. And so I was impressed that this young girl decided to do that. And so when I saw her at one of the weekend masses, I said, "And what are you giving up for Lent?" And she says, "Nothing, Father." I said, "Nothing? No. I am going to do something extra." I said, "Well, good. What are you going to do?" She says, "I'm going to make my bed every morning." I said, "Well, that's very, very good." I said, "What made you think about that?" She said, "My mom did." I Well, 40 days later, I see her on Easter weekend. And I say, "Well, did you make your bed this morning?" And she said, "No." I said, "Well, why not?" "Father Lent's over with." Out of the mouths of babes. And we need to be careful that we don't act too much like that. And by that I mean, we do extra things. Maybe we pray, we fast, and we give alms. And so, those are all really good things. And those are things that I think are very pleasing to God. So, why, after we spend 40 days reflecting on our relationship with our loving Creator and do everything we can to grow closer, would we want to stop? So that's maybe something we want to tuck between our ears for Easter Sunday. Unless you're one of those people that gives up candy for Lent, then by all means, dig in. But really, that's what Lent is about. It's about being serious with our relationship with God. And it's about rooting out, getting rid of those things that we know are displeasing to God, so that we have a stronger, more loving relationship. And part of that might be by having a stronger, loving relationship with some of our own friends, family, co-workers. All of these things that we were asked to do and to reflect upon should help our relationship with God. And so let us give some serious thought to that if we have not yet, to make these 40 days a little different than any 40 days of Lent that we have lived thus far.